人的父亲很少会夸奖自己的孩子。
Well, the Chinese fathers usually don't praise their sons in public.
文化上我们不太会肯定、欣赏、夸奖别人。
Maybe culturally we don't appreciate this kind of praises.
这两天跟这个周弟兄我们有很好的交通，所以我们都有同感，我们需要学习欣赏、肯定跟夸奖。
I'm also sharing with Brother Peter Joe these 2 days that we all need to learn how to give praises.
我们的天父上帝绝不吝惜对他儿子的夸奖。
Our Father will not save his praises for his son.
至少有两次圣经记载，天上好像打雷一样说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
At least it was recalled in the Bible twice that there is a voice coming from the above saying, "This is my beloved son."
而主耶稣也真是神的爱子。
And Jesus is the beloved son of God.
因为他十二岁的时候就说一句很有名的话，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
When he was only 12, he said, "Don't you know that I should
mind my father's business?"
Just
paraphrase.
Yeah, my father's business.
我们什么时候会想为我父亲呢？
How often do we think that we should listen to our fathers?
如果我们有儿子，我们儿子到几岁才会想爸爸在想什么？
If we have a son, how old would he be when he can start to think for his father's business?
那我们做基督徒做了多少年会想天父的事，或者我们整天要想天父想我的事？
How long should we be a Christian before we can hold the heart of God in our heart?
12岁的小孩会说我要以天父的事为念。
ButWhen Jesus was only 12, he knew that he should hold his father's heart in his heart.
他一生是十字架的人生。
His whole life is a journey to the cross.
希伯来书第十章第七节，他引述旧约说自己。
In Hebrews 10:7,
他说，我来是要照你的旨意而行。
He said, I come to obey your will.
然后在客西马尼园，他的挣扎的祷告说，父啊，不要照我的意思，照你的旨意成就。
Then when he was struggling and praying, Gethsemane, he said, "But not my will, but your will."
所以耶稣基督体会神的心，他爱神，他就爱四周的人。
Because Jesus so loved his Father that he can love this world.
所以马太福音第九章就讲到耶稣的宣教。怎么样是一个充满爱跟怜悯的行动的宣教？
Then in Matthew 9, we see the mission of Jesus is a mission of mercy and love and compassion.
那一开头讲耶稣走遍各城各乡。
It said that Jesus was traveling around the villages.
各城各乡，就是很好。
Okay. Yeah, all the cities and the villages.
耶稣那个时候怎么样走遍各城各乡？
How did he travel?
骑驴子哈。
Riding the donkey?
或者十一号。
Or walking?
Yeah. 我今天常常在世界各地旅行。
I'm also traveling often around the world.
有人说，邱牧师你好辛苦哦。
And some people say, "Wow, Reverend Chu, it's hard for you to travel that much."
我说我没有辛苦，是飞机辛苦，我是坐飞机啊。
And I said, no, it's not hard for me at all. The airplane is hard.
我坐飞机飞到亚洲十几个钟头，我可以睡七个钟头。
See, when I fly to Asia, it's about 17 hours, but I can sleep for several hours.
以前我每一餐都吃得很高兴。
I used to have good meals.
但是现在为了健康的缘故，有的时候我会 skip meal.
But now, for the reason of health, I have to skip some of the meals.
啊，有人服侍我耶。
Some people are serving me.
我跑来跑去，我哪里有辛苦啊？
So, what kind of tough love is for me?
跟耶稣不能比啊。
It's nothing compared to the life of Jesus.
你想在那个沙漠地带 太阳晒着，又渴又累。
Thinking about in the desert, the burning sun and the thirsty.
那我想想耶稣宣教的方式，他不是在耶路撒冷开耶稣讲座，把天下的人都吸引过来。
He's not opening Jesus sermon in the desert to attract everybody there.
In Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem.
啊，这个是我们今天的宣教模式，盖一个礼拜堂，有一个名牧师，大家来来来来来。
But strangely, this is how we do missions today. We build a church and ask people say, "Come, come."
我不是说不可以这样做。
I'm not saying this is wrong.
但是真正的宣教不是来，而是你去。
But real mission is not come, but go.
到水深之处下望大鱼。
Go to the deep sea to catch the big fish.
去看见，去了解需要的人在哪里，去接近他们。
To go, to see, to understand.To feel and to reach them.
不是在我们礼拜堂的围墙里面孤芳自赏，在那里陶醉。
Mission is not staying in this comfort church and enjoy by ourselves.
他走遍各城各乡。
But Jesus went through the cities and the villages.
就好像路加福音十九章十节那里说的，人子来是要寻找拯救世上的人。
As Luke 19 says.The Son of Man came to this world to look for the lost
to seek and save the lost souls. 他要来拯救，我们都知道。
We all know that he came to save us.
但是拯救之前，他做一样事情，寻找。
But before that, he looked.
他寻找的时候，就有一个现象，圣经记载，他看见许多人，就怜悯他们。
As the Bible says, when he looked, he saw.
啊、或者我们应该讲是他已经看见了怜悯他们，所以他就出去了。
Or we can also say because he has seen them, he has compassion for them and he goes to them.
求主让我们有他的眼光来看四周的世界。
May the God help us to have an eye, a heart from him to see this world.
求主让我们有他同样的心怜悯四周的人。
May God give us a heart for compassion for the people around us.
Compassion 跟 passion 有关系，对不对？
Compassion is related to passion.
Passion of Christ 是什么？讲他钉十字架。
The passion of Christ talks about his crucifixion.
但是他的怜悯呢，包括代价在里面。
But his compassion involves sacrifice.
保罗做耶稣的门徒也是一样的。
This is what happened to Paul when he became a disciple of Jesus.
他到了雅典，看见满城都是偶像，圣经说他就心里着急。
When he came to Athens and saw the idols around the city, his spirit was provoked.
我刚刚从台湾回来。
I just came back from Taiwan.
在台北的捷运是非常好。MRT, Rapid Transit. Mass Rapid Transit.
MRT is pretty good in Taiwan.
而且据说在台北人是非常 civilized, 非常文明。
And people in Taiwan are also reported to be very civilized, well educated.
因为车上他们有一个 priority seat, 叫做博爱座。
Okay, there are priority seats on the train.
每一个车厢都有。
In every box.
那是给老年人、啊、像我这样子的、给这个不方便行动的，给怀孕的妇女。
Okay, those seats are reserved for senior people like me, or for women in pregnancy, or people with disabilities.
啊，我是够资格的，因为我是开心的人。
I'm qualified because I'm a happy person. 开心。
I have open heart surgery 10 years ago.
Okay, I hope.Okay, so I'm open heart person. Actually, I had an open heart surgery.
当然我这个头上没有，所以我动过心脏手术，你要让位给我了。
Yeah, of course, it's not written on my forehead that I had that surgery before.
那我从淡水就是第一站上车。
I step on the bus from 淡水。
但是看见不爱坐有两个年轻的妇女坐在那边不理我。
And then see two young women on that priority seat.Ignoring me.
I felt
a little bit upset.
但又有点安慰。
but also a little bit comfort.
因为看起来我没有那么老，所以他不用让我。
Well, it may suggest I'm actually not that old.
我告诉你们一件事情，我想你们都知道李秀全牧师啊，他是年轻潇洒。
Okay, you may all know Reverend Li Xiuquan, who is young and handsome.
他比我大两岁，看起来比我小。
He's actually 2 years older than me, but he looks younger.
但是他做捷运非常挫折，因为很多人让他位置。
But he was frustrated every time he gets on the RAM because people will give him the priority seat.
所以你要懂得人的心理，你让他，他可能高兴；你让他，他可能他很难过。
So we really need to know people's psychology. You give him the seat, he might be happy, but he might be upset as well.
那这次呢？那两个人不让我。
So this time, these two young ladies would not give me the seat.
有一个看起来像三十几岁，有一个看起来像十几岁的中学生。
Yeah, one looked like in her 30s, and the other one looked like a middle school student.
然后那个十几岁的跟他站在前面的另外女的谈得很高兴。
And they were talking, they were chatting in a good mood.
我心里有一点不舒服。
I still felt not that comfortable.
哎，下一站来了一对老年的妇女，夫妇。
Then at the next station, an old couple came in.
我就跟我以前不一样了，我就跟他们讲说，你们应该让位子喽。
So I said to these two young ladies, maybe you should give this seat to the old couple.
三十几岁的那个就起来让位。
Well, the 30s woman got up and gave the seat.
那十几岁的还在谈话。
The teenager was still engaged in conversation.
我就很不舒服了。
I was really upset now.
后来他的同伴说他怀孕了。
But his companion said she is expecting.
哎呀，我很难过，我说我怎么那么样子，就那么快的就断言说他不让位，他是怀孕的妇女，他应该不让位的。
Then I felt bad about myself because how can I judge so quickly that she should give the seat while she's actually expecting?
那在那个旁边呢，也有两个位置，不是那个要让位的。
There are another two seats next to the priority seat.
那他可以不让位。
Yeah, they don't need to give the seat.
但是发现坐那面从头就闭着眼睛不看外面。
But those two passengers were closing their eyes all the time.
不只是不爱坐让位，你如果看见有人需要的话，你就算在普通座你也应该先让位。可是他们选择闭眼睛不看。
Well, even though you are not taking the priority seats, you are supposed to give the seats to senior people. However, these young people just ignored.
我就在想，今天我们很多人就是这样看世界。
So I thought,Is this the way how young people look to the world today?
不只是 young people, 我们所有的人都一样。
People, all people.
我们选择闭目不看。
We choose to close our eyes.
因为看到你能做什么呢？
Because what can you do if you see it?
你把眼睛看一看，天天报道哪里有灾难，哪里有地震，哪里有土石流，多少人淹死，哇，你还能够平安吗？
Once you open your eyes, you just see earthquakes, all kinds of disasters in the report every day. How can you be peaceful in that kind of world?
我们在主里有平安。
But we have peace in Christ.
但在这样子的世界上，我们天天平安会平安吗？
But if we are peaceful in this world, is that a real peace?
或者你根本不看。
Or you don't care at all?
宣教从哪里？从看见需要，动心才去行动。
So where does mission start? It starts from seeing and then taking action.
我们看见耶稣的宣教是有策略的。
We see that Jesus has strategies in his missions.
他不只是主动去寻找需要的人。
He not only approached those who have needs.
而且他到会堂里面。
He also went to the synagogues.
保罗刚开始工作的时候，在各地也是先到犹太会堂。
That's also how Paul did his missionaries in the Jewish church.
因为在会堂里有敬畏神、有神所预备的人。
Because in those places there are people who fear the Lord, who worship the Lord.
所以我们在传福音，在做个人布道过程里面，要有那个属灵的敏锐，去发掘神预备的人是什么人。
So we need to have that spiritual, Holy Spirit in our heart to see where are the people that God prepares for us.
然后耶稣在会堂里面做三件事情。
Then Jesus did three things in the synagogues.
这三件事情让我们想到耶稣的 holistic 的 mission。全人的整全的一个宣教。
It reveals to us Jesus' holistic mission strategies.
因为这里讲他在会堂里教训人。
He taught people in the synagogues.
然后宣讲天国的福音。
Then he preached the good news of God's kingdom.
又医治各样的病症。
And healed all kinds of diseases.
那我们中文如果是现代翻译。大概不会讲教训人吧。
In today's Chinese translation, we may not say teach people.
英文是 neutral, 但是中文的教训，我们喜欢训人，不喜欢被人训，对不对
？We like to teach people, but do not like to be taught. Rebuke.
Okay. 我不想对不起这个是我的中文的这个问题。Yeah, 我想我们都听得懂哈。我们很喜欢训人家，但是不喜欢人家训我们。
Okay, we prefer rebuking people to being rebuked.
其实耶稣在这里就是教导人。
Actually, Jesus was teaching.
所以英文没有问题，英文讲 teach 就是教导嘛。
So in English, the word may mean both teaching and rebuking.
Teaching, just teaching. 耶稣教不只是一般的教育。
But this is not a common teaching.
宣教士到哪里去？常常他们除了传福音、建立教会以外，会办学校做教育。
So when missionaries go to the field, they will also build schools and
involving education.有的地方那个民族只有语言没有文字，宣教士还要把它变成文字，把圣经翻成他的文字，这是威克利夫他们所做的工作。
Some of the nations don't have written languages, so the missionaries will also need to create a written language for that people, and this is what Wycliffe is doing.
我想这是教育的一部分。
This is part of education.
但是耶稣的教育不只是这个教育，耶稣的教育是对属灵真理的教导。
But Jesus' teaching is not limited to this. His teaching also includes spiritual education.
所以登山宝训里面记载耶稣常常这样说，古人跟你讲什么，但是我告诉你们是什么。
So that's why we see in the Beatitudes, Jesus often said, as it is written in ancient times, but now today I'm telling you.
他把神真正的心意，从人传统的理解里面把它找出来。神真正的心意把我们人从传统对那些教条的理解里面解释出来。
Okay, so he reveals to us God's will as hidden in those traditional teachings.
就连旧约律法不可以怎么不可以怎么不可以怎么不可以怎么样，他都归结成正面积极的是要爱神要爱人如己。
And he also translated those laws in the Old Testament asDo not into a new testament that you need to love people.
我以前刚开始出来的时候受这方面的教导，有样事情我觉得很稀奇。
So when I first heard this kind of teachings, I was surprised at it.
因为比方说旧约说你要以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
So the Old Testament said, eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
以牙还牙，我想荣医生最明白。
Maybe Richard will know best about teeth for teeth.
在台湾的军队啊，有一样事情就是牙痛的时候可以请假。
So when you're serving in the military in Taiwan, you can ask for leave if you have toothache.
因为据说蒋总统他有牙痛。
It's because President Jiang has that kind of disease.
他们说牙痛不是病，痛了要人命。
They said toothache is not a disease, but it can kill you.
古代的人，你把他一颗牙齿打掉怎么办？没有容医生去跟他补牙。
In ancient times, if you knocked people his teeth, what are going to do? They did not have a dentist like Richard Young.
所以律法准准你，你打他，他打你一颗，你可以打掉他一颗，不可以打两颗。
So that's why the law said you can take the tooth out of that person as well.
这个不是 get even 啊，不是报复。
This is not revenge.
这是保护。
It's a protection.
因为如果你打过两颗牙就超过了，所以你可以打他一颗牙，这是保护。
If you take out two, that's too many. That's over there.
所以我们晓得律法后面的意思是上帝的爱跟保护。
So we need to see that the true meaning behind all these laws in the Old Testament is protection and love.
所以耶稣来教导我们认识天父的心，认识这些条文。
So Jesus teaches us the heart of God behind these laws.
一直到今天，在教会里面属灵的教育还是很重要，对不对？
So even today, spiritual teaching is still important in the church today.
而且耶稣基督的教育不只是给知识，而是改变生命跟生活。
The teaching of Jesus is not only about knowledge, but it's for changing our life.
所以耶稣告诉门徒说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
So that's what Jesus said, all I teach you, teach the others.
所以我们成人主日学不是他交报告考试及格，而是上完课以后有没有生命改变。
So that's also the aim for Sunday schools. It's not that people will get grades and graduate, but we need to see if their lives are changed.
然后耶稣传天国的福音。
So Jesus proclaimed the good news of the kingdom.
那这是我们讲宣教我们最熟悉的了。
This is what we're familiar with.
所以我就不必多讲。
I'm not going to talk more about this.
然后他医治各样的病症。
Then he healed the disease.
耶稣来到世界上是为医病呢，或者不是为医病？
Did he come to heal the disease?
你们觉得呢？如果耶稣为医病，他就各处去医病，然后整个犹太地没有人生病。
Well, if his purpose for coming this world is for healing, then he can go to every places.In Judah and healed everyone.
然后大家都欢迎他，所有的医生都反对他。
And everyone will come him, but the doctors will be against him.
他来不是为医病的。
But this is not his purpose for coming.
但是当人有需要的时候，他没有不管。
But when he sees the need of people, he did not ignore it.
这是耶稣的怜悯。
It's his mercy.
他是对全人的服事。
He's a holistic mission.
那今天我们讲宣教的时候，开始在学习做全人的服事。
So when we do mission today, we also need to learn holistic missions.
耶稣看见人，怜悯他们，关心他们，就采取行动解决他们的问题。
Jesus saw people, he went to them, he had compassion for them, he healed them.
那我们从这里应用到我们今天的处境。
Here's the application.
我们要有爱神，然后因此要爱人的心。
We need to love God and love people.
如果我们说我们爱人，我们就不能够忽略人的问题、困难跟需要。
If we say we love people, we cannot ignore their needs and their desires.
我非常佩服在台湾有一个福音的杂志叫《宇宙光》。他的创办人林志平讲了一句话。
Okay, a journal in Taiwan called Cosmic Light. Yeah, the founder was Brother Lin Zhiping, which whom I have a lot of respect.
他讲过这样的话，他说：“爱就是在人的需要上看见自己的责任。”
He says, "Love is seeing your own responsibility in other people's needs."
如果我不爱他。他死活是他的事。
If I don't love that person, I would not care whether he dies or he lives.
但是如果我爱一个人，他的问题就变成我的问题。
But if I truly love him, his problem becomes my problem.
所以爱人很累的。
So loving can be tiring.
爱会受伤的。
Love can also be hurting.
如果你要保护自己，你就冷漠，你就不要爱。
If you want to protect yourself, then you don't want to love.
但是如果你做耶稣的门徒，学习舍己，你就愿意牺牲的爱。
But if you truly want to be a disciple of Jesus, you are willing to give yourself and to love.
我们看世界有这么大的需要，这个都是宣教的呼声。
All the needs in this world actually calls for a mission need.
不要说因为我的力量太小，我做不做都无所谓，不要这样说。
Don't try to say I'm so tiny and weak, I cannot do that much.
我们像耶稣的门徒，面对了五千人，说叫他们回去吧。
Are we to be like disciples of Jesus when they saw 5,000 people, they simply say send them home?
耶稣说不，你们给他们吃吧。
But Jesus said no, feed them.
他们说我们就是有钱也买不到那么多东西，何况我们什么都没有。
But the disciples said,We did not have money to buy that much, and we did not have money either.
我们有的只是一个小孩子的五个饼两条鱼。
We only have fish, two loaves.
那还不是他们的，还是一个小孩的。
And that's not ours, it's a kid.
耶稣说，拿过来给我。
But Jesus said, bring that to me.
耶稣对我们要求并不多。
Jesus does not require a lot of us.
耶稣只要把我们一点点拿过来给他就够了。
He only asks that little.
因为满足人的问题跟需要，不只是我的责任，是主自己关心的事。
Because meeting the needs of people is not what I do, it's actually God who does it.
求主帮助我们，不要因为看见太多的需要，我们就麻木了，或者我们就闭眼睛不看了。
May the Lord help us that we will not become ignorant or become afraid when we see the huge needs in this world.
所以如果我们为宣教祷告，我们不只是为宣教士在哪里什么什么事情祷告，我看我们的手册写得非常好，非常详细。
Well, when we pray for missionaries, we're not just praying what they need in that field.
我说不只是为那个宣教士那个人。
Not only pray for the missionaries themselves.
那个宣教士在那个地方的需要是如何，他四周的人怎么样，我们要了解，我们要为他祷告。
We also need to pray the needs of that field.
所以宣教的祷告也从爱跟关怀开始。
So the pray for missions also starts from love and care.
那爱跟关怀，我们要从人感觉到的需要来着手。
When we talk about love and care, we should also start from the felt needs of people.
在 Dallas 神学院有一位专门讲 领导跟领袖的教授，叫做 Howard Hendricks.
Howard Hendricks is a professor in Dallas Seminary who teaches about
leadership.
Leadership.
他讲到你要做领导，你要学会引起人的动机做事。
He says, to be a good leader, you should be able to motivate people.
那人的动机有两类，一类是外在的动机，一类是内在的动机。
There are two kinds of motivations, introvert, external and internal.
那外在的动机常常是被环境所要求的，内在的动机是他自发的。
External motivations usually come from the outside, while the internal motivations come from the inside.
我印象很深，他讲过一个小故事，很有意思。
Here's one of the stories.
他说有一个父亲命令他的孩子坐下去。
The father demands his son to sit down.
那个孩子不坐下去。
But the child refused.
那父亲讲一次不下去。
The father asked once.
两次他不坐下去。
Twice, no.
第三次父亲说我是你爸爸，我叫你坐下去，不然我揍你。
And the third time the father said I am your father, sit down, otherwise I'll beat you.
我想大概是中国人。
I guess that might be a Chinese father.
那个孩子坐下去了。
So the child sat down.
坐下去是外在的动机，因为被压迫坐下去。
But this was from external pressure.
但是他对他父亲说什么？
But what did he say to his father?
他说我人坐下来，我心站着。
He said, my body is sitting there, but my heart is still standing up.
所以外在的动机不是是很好的。
So external motivation may not be the best.
最好是内在的动机。
What counts is the internal motivation.
那怎么引发内在的动机呢？是让人看见需要，他就有动机做事。
So how can we have that kind of internal motivation? We need to see the needs.
所以西方很有名一句话说，你可以把一匹马牵到河水边，但是你不能叫它喝水。
So this is the Western idiom. You can draw a horse to the river, but you can force him to drink from that river.
他不渴，他不要喝，你把他牵到水里面，他也不喝。
If the horse is not thirsty, he will not drink.
那有一个农夫说，我可以叫他喝。
And the farmer said, I could make it.
哦，你有什么办法
？How?
他说喂他吃盐。
Give the horse some salt.
明天我要讲到我们做盐。
So tomorrow I'll be talking about being salt.
所以你旁边的人不需要耶稣。
The people next to you do not need Jesus.
如果你真是盐，他就需要耶稣。
But if you are really the salt, he will need Jesus.
所以要引起他的动机，要让他看见需要。
So we need to have that internal motivation and see the needs.
那人的需要有很多种。
There are many kinds of needs.
最要紧的需要叫做终极的需要。
And the ultimate one is called
the ultimate need.
或者
是 the real needs.
The real needs.
真正的需要。那么真正的需要呢？你说你需要得救，你需要跟上帝和好。
What is the ultimate need? That is, you need salvation. You need to make peace with God.
你需要罪得赦免。
You need your sins to be forgiven.
听得有道理，但是我现在不觉得。
But some people will say, well, sounds okay, but I don't feel I need it.
所以你传了半天，他没接受。
So he would not accept Jesus, no matter how long you talk with him.
你讲得再对，他也不觉得有需要。
He doesn't feel the need, no matter how correct you are.
啊，我们说人真是败坏啊，真是被撒旦捆绑，其实是你不得其门而入。
Well, we often complain that, well, how corrupted the human's hearts are. But actually, it may be our problems.
如果你从他感觉的需要做起，你可以把他引到真正的需要。
If we can really see and feel what they need, then we can lead them to the right way.
所以用爱跟关怀从他感觉的需要做起，这是宣教的入门。
So this is the entrance of missions.To go and see the needs of people.
还有一样事情就是千万不要急。
Another thing, do not be anxious.
我想你们有黄牧师在非洲向这个穆斯林宣教，已经很懂得这件事情了。
I think probably you are pretty aware of this issue as your pastor Juan has been a missionary in Africa for a couple of years.
12 years.
Yeah.11 actually, I think it's 11.
你对这样子的群体，你跟他讲上帝爱你什么？他第一个阿拉不可能是这样子，阿拉会爱，这个是不可以想象的事情。你跟他讲圣经的道理很对，可是他的理解完全不一样。
So when you preach to the Muslims about God, the first reaction is we have Allah, and the second reaction would be we don't need Jesus.
你要用很长的时间，用你的爱心跟他建立关系，慢慢可以赢取他的心。
It requires your love and your patience to build up a relationship with Muslims.
这跟我们今天在美国这种现代的社会完全不一样。
This is so different from what we are here in America.
因为我们在这里都是立刻要有结果的。
Because here.We like instant profit.
所以我们有泡面。
So we have fast food, fast noodle.
我们好多东西有很多的 button, 按按按就有了。
We have buttons.
你看你的电脑越来越快。
You see, your computer is getting faster and faster.
然后你越来越急。
And you are getting more and more anxious.
对不对？如果什么时候 freeze， 你就气得要死。
And whenever your computer freezes, you will be so upset.
我们要求立刻的结果。
We want instant results.
感谢主，有的你一传福音，他去信主了，立刻给你结果。
Well, praise the Lord that sometimes when you share the gospel, people will accept Jesus on the spot.
但是很多的时候没有立刻的结果。
But many times you don't see the result in a minute.
你还要因为爱而继续做下去。
But you still need to continue because of love.
然后很重要的事情，我们虽然是从他感觉的需要，好像比较表面来做起。
Another thing is, although we start from what the need, which looks like more superficial,
我们要忍耐做下去。
We must have endurance and continue.
但是也不要满足于我做这个就好了。
But we should not be sad, should not stop at this level.
因为我们做下去，我们终极是要让他感觉明白他跟神的需要。
Because our ultimate mission is to let the people see that they need God.
这就是我们在柬埔寨医疗短宣的过程。
This is how we did our short-term mission in Cambodia.
如果你们有人看到了，那有可能一部分的还没有机会看到，我把那个片子已经送给你们教会，可以再看。
So I have left some copies to your church. You may take a look.
我们去医疗义诊，很多人看病，他们很高兴。
When we went to Cambodia, we have doctors who can see the patients. They were very pleased.
不是基督徒也可以到处去做义诊。
And even though you are not a Christian, you can still be on the medical team.
有一种叫做医生没有国界，他们做很多的好的事情。
Yeah, it's like doctors are without boundaries, borders.
Without borders. 但是我们晓得，我们那样做有价值，但是没有最好的价值，所以我们一定跟教会合作。
We know that although medical treatment is good rewarding, we know that is not the best. So we always try to cooperate with the church.
而且我们还做一样事情，为病人祷告，我们留给教会的传道人，不是我们去祷告。
And another thing we did in those short-term mission trips is we asked the Christians in the local places to pray for the patients. It's not that only we are doing the praying.
我们不要让他误以为外面男人祷告很好，我们要他们看见当地人祷告，不是我们外面来的和尚念经。
We do not want to give the people impression that only people from outside can pray, but the local people can actually pray for them.
所以从人感觉的需要做起。
So we start from the felt needs.
我最近收到一个宣教士的信。
Recently I got a letter from a missionary.
这是一个年轻的姊妹在 Operation Mobilization 福音船上面做事。
A young sister on mobilization operation.
她在西非洲，在一个国家做了一段时间以后，他们船开走了。
He was serving in Western Africa for a time and then the ship left.
然后他们同工在检讨，说我们在这个国家做，我们学了什么。
Then the co-workers were asking themselves,What did we learn in this mission?
这个年轻的姐妹说，我学到爱的功课。
And this young sister said, I learned a lesson of love.
她的意思是什么？
What does she mean?
她发现那个非洲国家的人很注重建立关系，跟我们中国人一样。
He found that people in that country pays a lot of attention to establishing, to building up relationships.
然后他们到船上他们就得到很多的帮助跟救济。
So when they came on ship, they got a lot of help and assistance.
但是他发现一样事情。
But he found.
他们拿到很多东西以后，并没有感激，并没有一点点感谢的心。
But when the people got what they need, they did not show attitude of gratitude.
他觉得被利用。
So this sister felt.She was used.
然后她学到爱的功课。
Then she learned the lesson of love.
被利用还爱。
Love, even when you are used.
我们会，我爱他，他回报，我就愿意爱他，不回报，下次没有了。
Usually we're willing to love when we see the rewards, and if we don't see the rewards, we will stop.
我看到那个信，我很感动。
So I was touched when I read that letter.
我就想到我们的主耶稣。
I think that's what Jesus is.
他来到地上，他医病，他赶鬼，他让五千人吃饱。
He came to the world, he drove out the demons, he healed the diseases, he fed people.
很多人来围绕耶稣，拥挤耶稣。
Yeah, a large crowd came to him.
耶稣知道他们不是真正要得到属灵的帮助。
Even though Jesus knew that some of them do not really want the spiritual salvation.
耶稣没有说，我知道你们是什么人，走开，我不理你们。
He did not say, I know what's in your heart, go away from me.
耶稣甘心被利用，到最后为我们舍命，还有很多人不领情。
He's willing to give himself until, and he even goes to the cross.
这就是宣教。
And this is mission.
今天在后共产的国家，在穆斯林的国家，要用这种宣教进去。
So today in this post-communist world and Muslim world, we need this kind of missions.
传统的宣教是他根本不给你签证。
In the past,Missionaries won't get the visas.
他知道你的动机，但是因为你做的是对他有帮助的，他就让你去了。他利用你，你也利用他， win-win.
Even those countries knew that those missionaries are Christians, but because they know these missionaries can be helpful, can be used, so they gave the visa.
这就是现在 business as mission 的重要。
This is the importance of business as mission.
这就是专业人士今天要起来宣教的原因。
This is why the professionals are called to participate in missions.
那我们听到很多这一类的见证跟故事。
We have heard a lot of testimonies.
我们知道戴绍曾牧师啊 ，James Taylor， 他在十多年前在四川开始 MSI 的工作 ，Medical Service International 的工作。
Reverend James Zhao started medical service in Sichuan about
over 10 years ago. 他去年过世了。
He passed away last year.
据说有一次他们有一个特别的仪式啊，他们好像送羊给那个当地的人。
One time they were trying to donate some sheep to local people.
那戴绍曾牧师他是老牧师啊，他去年80岁过世。他就准备唱一首歌，唱中国的民谣。
Reverend Dai was preparing to sing a traditional Chinese folk song.
因为他在里面的名字叫做泰勒博士。
Because his Chinese name?
They use Dr. Taylor, 泰勒博士 Chinese name.
Okay, they call him Dr. Taylor?
Yeah. 他没有用戴绍曾，因为他就是把他 cover 起来。
Yeah, he used the name Dr. Taylor.
然后他唱那个民谣
Then he sang the song.
然后下面的人回报一首歌
And those people sang another song in return.
他们唱爱的真谛
They sang true love.
人民的眼睛是雪亮的
You know what I'm saying. 、so the people knew who he was.
而且他们对小戴牧师戴基宗说，请你们派基督徒来。
And they actually told Reverend Dai, please send real Christians to us.
小戴牧师很不好意思，不要这样讲，太公开了。
And the Reverend Dai said, oh, don't say so publicly.
其实当地人心里有数，这些基督徒是真正爱他们人，欢迎真正基督徒来。
But the local people knew that real Christians love them and they welcome new Christians.
所以真正的爱跟关怀的行动，成为宣教的一部分，也为宣教来铺路。
So love and care is part of missions and they are the gateway to missions.
另外一方面，昨天晚上我们已经讲到了。我们旁边人已经 fed up， 我们整天讲爱爱爱，而看不见行动。
Well, it's also true that people around us may be fed up for our talking about love without seeing our actions.
请问你们，如果有一个陌生人来到你面前，很热诚，然后很有道理的跟你讲一篇东西，你相信他吗？
Now, let us think about this. If a stranger comes to you and preaches to you a good sermon, will you believe him?
我想我们典型的中国人第一个反应是，他有什么动机？他为什么会这么会讲？
The typical Chinese reaction would be, what does he want? Why is he so eloquent?
据说有两种人很会讲话。
It's said that two kinds of people are pretty eloquent.
一种是共产党员，一种是基督徒。
Communist Party members and Christians.
因为常常开会。
Because we often have meetings a lot.
而且开会要发表，要分享。
And we need sharings and talks at the meeting.
所以你很会讲是重要的。
So we are good at talking. That's good.
你不会讲，人家为什么要信你？
If you cannot even explain well, how should I believe you?
但是你单单会讲没有用。
But only words will be in vain.
因为我们的行动比我们所讲的更大声。
Because our actions speak louder than our words.
所以我们要学习用爱跟关怀的行动来做宣教，来开始宣教。
So we need to learn to start our mission with actions of love and care.
那各位可以今天在 Columbia, South Carolina 开始宣教。
So every one of us can start our mission here in Columbia.
如果今天你开始爱你最接近的旁边的人。
If you can start to love the people closest to you.
因为我们有一个矛盾。
Because we are in a paradox.
我们会爱不认识的很远方的人，旁边的人我们不爱。
Because we can love people far away we don't even know, but it's so hard for us to love the people next to us.
我们对谁最凶？
Who are we tough?
我们最容易伤害谁？
Who are the people that we're most likely to hurt?
在教会里面，原谅我这样说，如果你是这样情况，我不是要针对你的。有的人信主很多年，你的先生或你的太太就是不信。
Forgive me for saying this. Some of us have been Christians for many years, but still our spouse is still not a Christian.
或者我们的孩子有一天他对基督教是很 bitter 的。
Or someday one of our kids can become bitter towards Christianity.
因为我们不懂得从他们爱起。
Because we do not know how to start to love them.
我们说是自己人嘛，我还装干什么呢？
And we must say, we're just family. Why should we be fake?
我对陌生人客客气气的已经够了嘛，我回到家里还不可以真相表露出来吗？
I've already had enough to be loving and warm towards strangers. Then how should I still continue to be like this when I'm in the family?
七年前，全世界有一个重大的事情发生。
About 7 years ago, there was an event in the world.
全世界都很害怕 SARS.
Yeah, SARS scared the world.
很不好意思啊，我在加州开车被警察开罚单。
So I was caught by the police in Los Angeles when I was driving.
哦，不只是罚了钱，我还要去上课，免得记点。
I not only got the fine, I also had to take the lesson.
一个小小的房间，二三十个人。要上六个钟头的课。
So about 20-30 people sitting in a small room having a class of 6 hours.
我从小常常咳嗽。
So I used to cough when I was a kid.
所以我在咳嗽，前面有一个女的就回头看我，很怕。
So every time I coughed, the lady sitting in front of me would turn around and look at me. They were fear.
我本来跟她讲说，我有 SARS。
I had wanted to say I have SARS.
但是我没有 SARS， 我也不可以这样恶作剧，所以我就没有讲。
But actually, I did not, and I should not lie.
如果你有 SARS， 你从香港、从台湾回到美国，第一个礼拜做什么 ？Quarantine。我有一个同工回到家里，他 在车房住一个礼拜。
So if you came back from Hong Kong or Taiwan at that time, you will be quarantined for about a week. So one of my friends came back home and he had to live in the garage for a week.
他有两个女儿，一个儿子都很小，说爸爸爸爸，你为什么不出来？
He has two daughters and one son, and the kids were just saying, "Daddy, Daddy, why don't you come out?"
因为出来会传染嘞。
Because SARS can be contagious.
越接近的人越容易感染。
So the closer you are, the more likely you will be contagious.
那为什么耶稣不如 SARS 呢？
Why is Jesus even less powerful than SARS?
当然不是负面的，但是耶稣基督的生命正常的情形下立刻传染你旁边的人。
What I'm trying to say is that just thinking about the power of Jesus, his power should be contagious to the people next to you.
所以我今天讲了一大堆，最后很简单一样事情。
So what I talk tonight boils down to one point.
你可以参加宣教。
You can participate in mission.
想想你旁边最接近的有哪一些人。
Think about the people surrounding you.
为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
你说主啊，我怎样爱跟关心他们。
Pray that Lord teach me how to love and care for them.
你不要管到哪一个远方的地方他们多需要，你旁边的人，你爱他们，关心他们，你开始宣教。
Yeah, you start from the people around you.
有一天神把你带到很远的地方，你就爱你旁边的人。远方的人，你就是在宣教。
When one day God takes you to a far away place in the world, then you can love people there.
有一个很矛盾的事情。
Yeah, this is a paradox.
你可以宣教而不爱人，你不能爱人而不宣教。
You can do missions without love, but you won't be love people and not doing mission.
我给大家一个 homework.
Here, I have homework for you.
回去睡觉之前
Before you go to bed tonight,
请你拿一张纸出来。
Please take out a piece of paper.
你不用交给我。
You don't need to turn it.
你再跟。不用怕。
Don't be afraid.
写下来你最旁边的人，他们是什么样的情形？主啊，我怎样爱他们
？Write down the names of the people around you and ask, Lord, how can I love them?
感谢主，你开始宣教了。
Yeah, praise the Lord that you are learning to do missions.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主教导我们祷告。
Lord, teach us to pray.
主教导我们爱你爱人。
Lord, help us to love you, to love people.
赦免我们对自己最接近的人常常没有耐心，没有爱心。
Forgive us for our impatience and our unloving heart to the people around us.
帮助我们实实在在的爱跟关心我们旁边的人。
Help us to love them, to care for them.
并且扩展我们的疆界到远方的人成为宣教的人。
And enlarge our heart, our vision to the people around the world.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.原来我在用两分钟做广告。
Okay, two more minutes of advertisement.
我带了两个资料，一个是我们的通讯，一个是我们的简介。
I have two materials. One is the correspondence, and the other one is the introduction of our brochure.
这个简介有50份，这个大概可能只有30份，不够每一个人。
Yeah, we have 50 copies of the brochure and 30 copies of the correspondence.
我们需要大家的代祷跟同工。
We need your prayers and your co-work.
所以散会以后，如果你愿意到前面来拿，我不强迫发推销给你。
So, if you would like to take one, you can come here after.
那这个简介讲到国际公会协会的事工是什么
？It talks about the ministry.
然后里面有一个回应单
and there's a response letter.
那回应单里面特别有一项就是我们邀请人做宣教祷告的同伴
and especially this one we invite people to be our prayer partners.
mission prayer partners.
Mission prayer partners.
如果你愿意的话，每一天用三分钟，不是说够了，但是三分钟为你知道的宣教士跟宣教的工作和我们每个月会提供你的资讯来祷告。
So if you could, would you please pray 3 minutes every day for a missionary for our ministry?
那如果你愿意回应，那我就会把你列在我们的邮寄的名单跟你联络。
Yeah, if you would like to, I can list your name in our email list.
那我们在柬埔寨的医疗宣教面对一个挑战。
Our mission in Cambodia is facing a challenge.
那就是我们短宣是不够的，我们面对可能要设立基督教诊所，然后建立成基督教医院来服务那个乡村的人。
We realize that maybe short-term mission is not enough. We might have the need of building up a healthcare center there and also equip people there.
Yeah, Christian clinic. Then building toward a Christian hospital. Yeah, 那这个不是我们这个团体能够做的，所以我们邀请教会成为我们的伙伴。
Yeah, this is more than we could do. So we invite partners and co-workers.
我不敢强加，但是如果教会同工愿意为圣灵祷告，也许主感动，我们可以连结在一起，我们做一个出口到柬埔寨去，实际的、全人的来做宣教的工作。
I'm not imposing this on you, but I'm just inviting you to see if you are willing to participate in this ministry in Cambodia.
对不起，我过时间，谢谢你们的忍耐。
Thank you for your patience.